we are announcing Google Apps for Government, a new edition of Google Apps that provides the same applications and price as our Premier Edition. It offers us a segregated data from the servers of our non-government customers, and it also offers customer data stored in the continental U.S. only.
Well, let's take half a step back. So for people who may not understand what Google Apps is, essentially it's Gmail and Google Docs and all these software tools that you may have. They're in the cloud, and why would somebody do this?
They would do it to reduce their cost and improve their performance. So we're seeing government agencies around the country adopting cloud computing and specifically Google Apps. And they're doing this because they see dramatically reduced costs and they see better collaboration and the ability to work in teams with government employees.
And the idea with these apps is that you can work collaboratively. In fact, if you have Google Docs, you can have multiple people working in one document at the same time. It's kind of cool stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. It kind of freaks people out the first time they do it, but it's pretty cool stuff.
Agreed.
Yeah. Give me a sense as to FSMA certification. This was, you've been working on this for, I meant to go back and look up, but it's been months now. It's been a long time. This was hard to do, wasn't it?
It was. This is a top-to-bottom security review of all the controls in place for Google Apps. FSMA requires over 200 security controls that were fully documented for Google Apps, tested and validated by an independent auditor, and thoroughly reviewed by the General Services Administration. So we are very, very excited that this represents a green light for federal government agencies to move forward with cloud computing with confidence, specifically with Google Apps.
And the idea has been, I know the concern with a lot of folks, with a lot of government folks with the cloud is that, hey, is this secure? I know you guys are very hopeful that this says, hey, we've been checked out. You've gone through a very long, very arduous process to get checked out. Is this a pretty important step, it seems to me?
Here's what I think is most important, is that we know that FSMA is the law. It's a statutory requirement that agencies must meet for all of the information technology systems that they run. And so the fact that Google Apps now has FSMA certification allows an agency to do an apples-to-apples comparison of the security of their existing systems and the security of Google Apps. And with all the agencies that we've been talking to and those who have reviewed our security documentation, which is nearly 1,500 pages long, they have said that the security in Google Apps is the same or, in many cases, greater than the security of their existing systems. And that's exactly what we wanted to be able to achieve.
I know that there's been a number of very big cities, L.A. being one, or Orlando, Florida being another, a number of very big educational institutions that have decided to move everything over to Google Apps. Not as much in the federal space. Why?
We think it's because the federal government is looking to FSMA. They're looking for this green light signal, this one government agency under the president's government-wide initiative on cloud computing that says we've reviewed the security of this system and we find it to be suitable for use by the U.S. government. It meets all the FSMA requirements. So we believe that now in federal we will see the same kind of adoption that we've seen in state and local. So we've seen, as you said, the city of Los Angeles, the city of Orlando, the state of New Mexico, the state of Colorado, Washington, D.C., the State Library of Kansas, so many examples where government customers have said the value proposition of the cloud and the benefits are extremely strong. And so that adoption that we've seen in state and local, we fully expect to see in the federal government as well.
One of the challenges that I often hear from folks out there is they say, okay, I may be thinking about this, but email, this is mission critical. All of a sudden, I'm outsourcing a mission critical part of what I do. What do you say to those folks? Because I know you get it out there a lot.
This is a less costly, more powerful technology. And when it comes to outsourcing, there are numerous examples in the government of outsourcing. And what government agencies realize when they do their full and thorough analysis on this, like the examples we mentioned in Los Angeles and state government and in Berkeley Labs now, and the federal government that is now running Google Apps, has 5,000 employees there using Gmail and Calendar and Google Docs and Google Sites. They're finding that this technology allows them to focus on their mission, rather than focusing on running a commodity service like email. So that's something that I think is powerful for the agencies. They can get out of the business of running email and focus more on business transformation and the mission that they're asked to serve taxpayers.
Talk a little bit about this government version. And how do you ensure that all this data stays only on servers in the U.S.? And did this come out of part of the FISMA process, that part of the concern was that, hey, is this data going to be outside the country?
Yeah. So first, the FISMA certification is on our underlying Google Apps platform. So it's the entire underlying platform that is FISMA certified.
Okay.
The announcements that we're making about data location and data segregation were not required to achieve FISMA certification. But again, because we are committed to serving the government market, we wanted to go beyond FISMA in this area. And so we have a set of very tight security controls that allows us to maintain this data only in the continental United States and allows us to keep it separate from non-government customers.
And this sounds a little bit like a separate cloud just for government. Is that essentially what this is?
It's a multi-tenant cloud dedicated to the government that is similar to NIST's definition of a community cloud. And I should say, we hear a lot of things about labels of clouds, particularly as when we talk about the private cloud, or we hear people talk about the public cloud. I think that we're going to see those labels fall away, and people are going to begin speaking about FISMA certified clouds or otherwise, because what FISMA is really about is an empirical review of security controls. It's not about placing a label on a cloud and saying, well, this is private, so it must be more secure. That's not necessarily true. What government agencies are going to require is that this kind of full review is done on every single kind of cloud, and the label is not going to matter. It's all that will matter is that you either meet FISMA security controls or you don't.
Talk a little bit, because you've been doing this for a while now, and so you've seen, have we changed? Is the subject matter that you're having to talk to folks about today different than the one it was year, 2 years ago?
Absolutely. As more and more government customers become familiar with the technology, the benefits of the technology, and now when they have an authority to operate letter for our system, just like they have for all the systems that they run today, the conversation does change very much from, you know, what is Google Apps and what are the benefits, to how do I get my employees running this technology, and how do I start saving millions of dollars like these other agencies have begun to do.
And yet security is still the big issue?
Security is the big issue for all of information technology today, and government agencies are absolutely right to ask this question. We're providing a platform that allows agencies to get out of the business of running commodity services, and it really provides a better way for government to do business. It's a better way for government employees to collaborate and to do work in teams and to get the mission accomplished.
And a lot of the talk about cloud is the agility that comes through that. How does something like Google Apps give you greater agility?
In many different ways. One way is scale. So we look at InRelief. It's an organization that's funded by the U.S. Navy that's using Google Apps. They have more than 2,000 users that are using this for humanitarian purposes, to coordinate with NGOs and other foreign governments. And when a disaster happens, you don't have time to scale up your environment and to add more servers to run the application. You need it immediately, and you need it without notice. And cloud computing, Google Apps, provides that kind of capability. So scale is one area of flexibility. And I would say continuous innovation is another very important area, where rather than in the legacy model of waiting for the next major release of packaged software to come out and then waiting for your plan to implement that release, with cloud computing, it simply becomes available to the users when it's released by Google. So just like on your Gmail account at home, when we make an improvement to the platform, it's available to users that, you know, the moment after we release it onto the platform. And that really helps government do something that they haven't been able to do today, and that is keep up with technology. And that's something that that OMB and Peter Orszag has pointed out with the closing the IT gap. Government spends so much money on technology, $76 billion a year, yet it's not regarded as a leader in technology. So cloud computing can help close that gap.
And it also seems, on a subject like telework, it seems difficult. I'm not sure how you do that effectively if you don't have something like a cloud kind of offering.
Exactly. Cloud allows anytime, anywhere access, and it doesn't involve an agency spending millions and millions of dollars to do what government employees can do at home today with their Gmail account, their Yahoo account, their Hotmail account. Government employees have come to expect that the same kind of technology that they have at home, they will have at work. And today it's not the case. They have small mailboxes. They have difficulty accessing, you know, the most basic tools. And so as President Obama has said, the sons and daughters of government employees have more technology that they bring in their backpacks to school every day than many federal employees do when they arrive at work.